This is KCUR. Development in Kansas City can be divisive, pitting one city or state against another. But in one neighborhood, three cities are making an effort to work together. As part of our ongoing series, Beyond Our Borders, exploring the Johnson and Wyandotte County line, KCUR's Maria Carter takes us on a tour of her neighborhood to talk about the redevelopment there.
I'm standing on a noisy street corner in front of Joe's Kansas City in KCK. I've lived in this neighborhood for about 8 years. But as I cross 47th Street, I'm in a different city, Westwood. And just across Mission is Roland Park. This corner has undergone a transformation over the past few years. A Walmart neighborhood market moved in, overhauling an aging grocery store. Two restaurants, Taco Republic and Lulu's, have both converted former auto shops into hip eateries.
You know, I like to use the term gas station eclectic between Joe's and also Taco Republic. The fact that those were one is still a functioning gas station and one was a former gas station.
And Lulu's being an auto mechanic.
And Lulu's, so there is kind of that feel to it that's unique, and obviously they've offered a lot of good outdoor spaces for people to dine in.
That's Scott Bingham. He chairs the 47th Admission Committee, where representatives from the three neighboring cities regularly meet. Bingham says the area has one advantage, a world-famous barbecue joint.
It familiarizes people with this area. Not everybody drives through the 47th and Mission intersection, but if you can identify to say, it's right at Joe's Kansas City, I think people immediately identify, I'm familiar with that, and I'd be willing to go try some different restaurants in that area.
What are the challenges of working across a county line or within the three cities that are here?
You know, there's challenges, but also a lot of opportunities. And again, in somewhat, I think it's unique as far as our committee and the fact that it does represent the three different municipalities, Roland Park, Westwood, and the UG of KCK. And so we all bring kind of our own issues to the table, but also our own strengths and opportunities. And, even from the inception of our committee, we've always seen this as a good mutual opportunity to find some of these solutions that we wouldn't find individually.
Let's walk down a little bit towards this kind of strip mall area.
Yeah, the strip mall in particular used to be the Fairway North Shopping Center. Now it's called the Northwood Shopping Center. So it's going through a little bit of a makeover, mainly cosmetic changes along the facade, which were in desperate need, and then also a new parking lot. It's going to be a far more attractive from where it was before, and they're anxious to get some new tenants to fill some of the vacancies and also kind of improve the general stock that's there. Quite frankly, the concept plan envisioned a lot of redevelopment as far as the buildings being torn down and restarted, where we would have the buildings fronting the right-of-way and broad sidewalks. The reality was the economics didn't quite prove that out with the developers, that they could make the numbers work and working with the existing footprints, but couldn't afford to make the redevelopment and tearing everything down and starting over. So we've had to make some adjustments, but we still feel like from a pedestrian standpoint, we've made those accommodations, albeit not ideal. We think it's definitely a good situation.
Do you see this happening in other areas where there is that city line or county line?
You know, I couldn't speak to that exactly. I know once you cross a state line, things would get a lot more complicated. I wouldn't say that we've really ran into any challenges other than the fact that, you know, when we want to do something like the neighborhood revitalization program, we've got three different municipalities to work through in going through that process. So, you know, in that respect, it's a little bit more cumbersome.
And have all the municipalities, are they all supportive of this, or?
So far they have been. We're still in the process. Again, the unified government had it in place already, and we're still working with both Westwood and Roland Park. They've been encouraging as far as their comments, but we're still working out kind of the final details before we present that to the various taxing jurisdictions for their approval.
Bingham says the next challenge for the burgeoning business community is figuring out what to call the area. At the corner of 47th and Mission, I'm Maria Carter, KCUR News.
This look at the line between Wyandotte and Johnson counties is part of KCUR's examination of how geographic borders affect our daily lives here in Kansas City. KCUR will go beyond our borders to spark a community conversation through social outreach and innovative journalism.